This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, family and friends, and thank you for joining me. I'm Renette Meiberg on 7 to 9 a.m. this afternoon, and my program's called Rise. We have a wonderful guest in our studio this afternoon, and her name is Mbali Somagu. And I'm telling you now, I met her the other day, and she is just such an inspiration for us young people that are in business. And she has got such a remarkable testimony, and I really want her to share that with us this afternoon. And thank you so much for coming and, you know, taking your time out of your busy day and your busy schedule to be with us this afternoon. But I really think you've got something to share that is very valuable, especially now in the new year where young people are wanting to step into business and wanting to go out into the marketplace, but they don't know how to present themselves and they don't know who they are in the process. So, you know, I just want you to share with us later on this afternoon. So just welcome.
Thank you very much.
And we're going to just listen to a track now, and then we're going to follow up straight after this. Thank you for staying tuned with us this afternoon. And we have Mbali Somagu in our studio with us this afternoon. And this young lady has got a resume of note. I mean, she is a CEO at the age of 30, can you believe, of Mega Consulting Agency, television coordinator, award winner, Woolworths Head Office for Digital Marketing, represented Africa in Hong Kong in the year of the pig, 2018, award-winning Beauty with Brains from Young, Bold, and Black Ink, philanthropist, co-founder of Bantu Rhythms Film Production, art curator, and events manager. I don't know how you do it in one day. That is incredible. That is absolutely incredible. But when I met you that first time, I just felt there's something that you've got that I think our youngsters need to aspire to and to stand on to the values of what God has ordained you to be within the business world, you know. Yeah. How do you stand your ground as a young Christian businesswoman?
Mm. Oh, wow. Well, firstly, when you just read that bio, if you forget about these things that you do every day when you like go through your stuff and you just continue up until someone sits down and write them down and say, you've done this and this and this. And you're like, oh my goodness, this is so big. Cause you were just thinking at that time you were doing that at that spot and it's just finished, you know? And then now when you're reading and going through it, I'm getting a little bit emotional and I'm like, God, you've taken me from afar, you know?
Yes.
But getting into your question, how do you stand as a young businesswoman? Can you repeat the question?
Just, until now, you know, what was your journey and then having to stand as a Christian business person, you know, because that is at the essence with morals and values.
Yes.
You know, we seem to not understand that our young people often sell themselves short.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They often sell themselves out and then they compromise against all their values and somewhere they get hurt.
Yeah.
So I want you to, I know you've had challenges and I know you've had great successes, but we're going to share that a little bit later.
Yeah.
But what the journey that you've taken on from when you started out, you know, how did you go about that? First of all, I think is very important.
I think first of all is understanding that you are here on earth not for your own good. It's understanding that there's a creator, there's God who created you to be here on earth for a reason. That's the reason why our fingerprints are different. That makes me and unique in the space that I'm at. And for me to understand why my finger is different than any other person, I need to find that from who the creator, which is God. So I think for me, what I did first and what I continue to do is to ask God, Ukuthi, where do you want, am I still aligned with your purpose? Holy Spirit, lead me, you know, because I cannot do this life thing on my own. This is not my life. This is you living in me. This is just the temple of the Holy Spirit. The beauty with brains, whatever that is written and that's being said, it all comes from who? The creator, the maker, you know? So I think it, knowing and understanding that you are in this place, not because of your own and because of God. So you always seek His guidance. Holy Spirit, I didn't hear you talking to me right now. So I don't know what move to make up until you speak to me. I've been reading your word. I've been listening to sermons. I didn't hear you speaking to me for this decision that I'm about to take. So for each and every decision, for each and every context, for each and every person that I'm going to be partnering or working with, I need a sign from God that, okay, you're still at the right track.
And that is important. I love what you said now about the fact that even the partnerships, the people, the people you're going to be working for, that you need to have the ushering and the navigation of the Holy Spirit.
So
how does that look when you obviously took a journey and to discover this is the major tool.
Yes.
You know, and as a young person, what made you even get into what you're doing right now?
Yeah, oh my God. So what made me get into this was actually an accident. I wanted to be an actress. I wanted to be on stage. And for the longest time in high school, primary school, I was writing poems. I was that girl at school that would be performing when it's parents and whatever. Like each and every time when there's meetings or when there's concerts at school, I'd perform poetry, dance, or just anything in the creative space. So I thought that would be my line. And I applied, I went to UCT, and I did everything, but it didn't go according to the way I thought things would end up. And I was like, Lord, I still remember when I got the degree that I ended up graduating in. I prayed to God and I was like, Father God, I don't know. This is what I thought that I could do and I could do best and I'll be great in it. But for somehow, you're not allowing me to get into it. And it was that time where I started the journey with God. And my mom advised me that, Mali, I think you just need to fast and then you will see what God will say after. And at that time, I'm young. You know, you're coming from high school and you are like thinking that, oh my goodness, fasting, what do you mean, this woman? I started fasting and I was like, okay, cool, because everything that I thought would work is not working. So I really need guidance and I don't know where I'm going to get the guidance from. I listened to my mom and then I fasted. And then after fasting, I went to CPUT and I applied for business management as the third option. And I applied for PR and journalism because I still want to be in the creative space. But somehow they all didn't take me and I got into the business management space. Then I got into it and then I started it up until I finished. And I worked in corporate, as you've said, Woolworths had office and all of these spaces. And I saw that there's something in me in this space, but then it's good for me to learn, especially from these big giants, these big retailers that are leading.
Good training field,
you know? So it was a great training field up until I was like, I want to start my own thing. Now I want to have my own values and I want my values to be according to God, you know? I want my values to be exactly what God says in the word about business. So when I left Woolworths, I was like, I'm not sure how and what's going to happen after this. But as you say in the word, just like the birds, they don't know what they're going to eat and where they're going to drink. You will show me where to go. So that's how it actually all started.
That is remarkable. And so how did, you know, I want you to do the step for step, unfortunately, because this is now where people, you know, youngsters will say, this is not too much.
Yeah.
And or I can't do it or don't have the confidence to do it or the fears that come with it.
Yes.
Because now you've made this major decision to leave something that is safe and you knew what you were getting at the end of the month and you knew what you were doing and you knew exactly what you were doing there. But now and I know what you said about the partnership with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
But there had to be something in you to understand that you two could do this.
Yeah.
So what was it in you that you had to find?
That I can do this.
That you can do this.
You know, I'm a person that suffers with self-doubt a lot. I always need someone else's validation. Mm-hmm. So for me, when I started, I was like, are you sure? Are you really sure? And when I first got my first client, I was like, okay, cool, I'm doing this.
I'm sorry, I'm interrupting you. Yeah. How did you go about doing that?
How did I get the first client?
Yeah.
So my first client was through Woolworths. My ex-boss knew how good I was when it comes to marketing. So when I left Woolworths, she also left. When she left, she then came back to me and said, oh, I see that you're trying to do your own thing on the side. How can I support? And I was like, okay, I just started this and I'm doing social media management for now. If you need me to manage any of your businesses on socials, you can send them to me. So that's how it started. And again, I was battling. I still remember I had anxiety. I had depression to a point where I started taking medication for it. Mm. And I was like, Lord, should I just go back to corporate and just have that stable income and continue just like everyone else? Or should I continue doing what I'm doing?
So there was a lot of pushing through.
There was a lot of pushing through. Mm. And I don't want to lie. Even now, there's still a lot of pushing through. But there's nice references that, God, you took me from there up to here.
Definitely. You can see what you've achieved already.
Yeah.
But you're only as good as your last job.
You know? Yes. Yes. Yeah.
And, you know, every project comes with a new challenge.
Challenges.
You know? And,
yeah.
And it's a stretching period. I mean, it's always stretching. So the new wine can come in. Yeah. You know, that's
and also as a young, you see, you're young,
and
you're beautiful.
Maturing.
And at that time, I was not even married. So I got a lot of people that offered that, okay, cool, I'm going to get you this, but I need a favor from you. And I'll be like, what kind of favors? And they'll be like, you don't know? So I'm like, okay, cool, where do I go from here? So but the beauty in that, see, you have the partnership with the Holy Spirit. It will help you, it will guide you. But also having a mentor, someone that you look up to, someone that you can that can guide you in all of these ways, it's also very great. So I had someone that I would go to and be like, yo, I'm getting this contract, and this person says, in order for me to get this, I need to sleep with them. So what do I do?
Please tell me about that, because that is really the question I wanted to ask you, because you actually turned away a major client.
For
that exact reason, that you weren't prepared to compromise yourself.
So and then I was just like, oh my goodness, you know, the enemy will start whispering and be like, you're going to just do it once.
Mm.
And then you will get this, and then you'll be fine. Yeah, bro?
Mm.
And then for me, I was just like, I'm not going to do it. And God, I just want to see you. I want to see you for you. And I want to show yourself into these people that you are God and you will get me. It's either this contract, if it's not this contract, another contract. Mm. And I had to say no to it, and I ended up not getting it. And I saw the other girls getting it, continuing with life, and I knew exactly what they had to go through. But I was like, not for me, you know?
Mm.
And my spirit leaves. You know, when I don't know what's the right word in English, but we say it in Xhosa, isazela, you know, where you feel the Holy Spirit speaks to you internally and you can't, like, it burns inside. Your mind would want, but you feel the Holy Spirit saying, no, you're not going to do that, you know, and your heart will start pumping and all of that. So for me, I was just like, yeah. I'm not for this.
I think that is incredible beginning. That probably gave you more power than anything else.
Yes.
You know, self-empowerment and self-belief in what you actually can do.
Yeah. And once you say it once,
it's
so much easier the next time. And once you build the boundaries everyone start knowing you, because even the people that are being used by the enemy in each and every industry, they are a clique, they know each other. So once they know that you are close to that person, definitely you will say yes to them when they call you for another contract like that. So once you say no to one of them, they know that, okay, we're dealing with this kind of a person here. She's not going to say yes to it, if you get me. So once you create that.
Once you've not just personal boundaries, but you've actually, for your business, you've said, this is how I operate.
I operate. This is how I do things. And putting your foot down and just forcing yourself to do it the first time. As you said, it's easier the second time.
Yes. So we're going to continue after this. We just got something that we have to play out. start with. And at the end of the day, I really want to carry on chatting about, you know, what the challenges are for youngsters. And you can just share that with us as well. Amazing. But I'm so proud of you. And so it is so encouraging to hear that a young person has a moral compass out there in the marketplace, which is so rife at the moment. So family and friends, I really hope you're being encouraged now, and just to maybe coach your children or anything like that, or anybody else that you know that's having to maybe sell themselves short, or having to knowing to start a business, that they need a really a healthy, solid foundation in Jesus Christ. So we're going to quickly listen to a beautiful track, and I hope you can enjoy it, and we'll be with you straight after this. Good afternoon, and if you've just joined us this afternoon, I have the most encouraging young lady in the studio with me, Mbali Sumagu, and she has just got such a powerful testimony that has really stood the moral ethics of a young person in business and in the marketplace. And we know how challenging it is there with all the corruption and all the other things that peer pressure and all the pressures of having to succeed and things that go with it is not always healthy and of good value to a person. But first of all, I just want to encourage you, if you want to know more about us, we have a WhatsApp line, 0817291657. Our Telegram line is 0817291657. And our SMS line is normal rates required, 37988. And we have a 729 Kaapse Council on Facebook. Go and join us and interact with us, and or 729 Cape Pulpit. And really, I need you to be encouraged. You can see some of our guests and our presenters, and get to know us. And then we've got a counseling department, 021-917-000, and press option 1 if you need any prayer or any guidance or anything you would like to share with us. We are there for you. And but this afternoon, we are really having a wonderful time with Mbali, and you know, she's just going to share with us, as a young person stepping into business, what have really been initially the challenges. Obviously, the confidence we shared in the first session, but there are obviously the practicalities, you know, and how do you actually start from literally nothing?
So the other challenge is finance.
Yes.
So that's the biggest challenge, and that's what makes a lot of small, medium businesses die, because of finances. So for me, since I work a lot with clients, what I did at first, I saved up money before I left corporate for me to start, up until it was finished. And then after that, I was like, oh my goodness, where else am I going to get money? Because most of the time they would want service and then they pay later. Or they pay through tickets. So now during this time, what do you do?
You got to carry yourself.
You know, you need to carry yourself. So what do you do? So the other thing that I would advise for someone that wants to get into the business space is that if you see that your company makes a certain amount of money, or did make a certain amount of money for the past few months, you go and speak to your bank and you show them the contract, if maybe you're having a big contract like the last one I had now with the airport. So you go and show them that this is the amount that I'm expecting to get, but it's going to only come in at this date. So can I get a little loan so that I can just have finances running through for me to go
to manage.
So that's one option. Two, the other thing that I did, I would ask my family to donate, my brother, my sister, all of them. I'm like, guys, donate me up until my show, the service is done, then I will start paying you back. So that's what I do. But then after that, once you get into a level now where you have a cash flow, where you have money in your company, then you know that one thing that you need to have is discipline. Very important that you're yourself and your own self and your own company. Your own self and your own finances is different than the company's finances.
Yes, you
those
can't
are two
mix
different.
It.
You can't mix
you
it.
Can't mix it.
So
yes.
Now you can't say I don't have money, and then also the company doesn't have money. You need from your previous job to save up so that when your next job comes, you have something that's there. You know that you can use as petty cash or whatever that you can use to get into your next job. Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm just interested in the digital marketing that you do, because that is now really the way to go at the moment.
Yeah.
And so, what would the prospects be in something like this to start with, especially the unemployment rate that we are in at the moment?
So, for me, I'll say the most important thing: if you have access to the internet, you have access to an entire universe of learning, a school, you know?
Yes.
So if you have YouTube, you can learn any skill. You can even learn how to crack and start a website from scratch. So if you have the access to the internet, I think use that in educating yourself and put yourself out there. Even if you don't know everything, you will know as you go.
Yes, the client also has.
The client will come and say, okay, cool, I want this and this. And you don't say, I do not know how to do this. You say, okay, cool. And then after that, you go and research or find someone else that can do it and partner with that person and do it. And then on your next client,
That's correct. So it's all learning by experience. That is very, very interesting because, as you say, it's actually better to not know everything because, you know, you can't unlearn certain things.
Yes.
But once you start learning within, you mature within the whole prospect of things.
Yeah.
And then obviously you got married in the process well.
Yes.
So, does this company change any of your own demographics and dynamics within the way you're now married in that?
Yeah. No, definitely not. So actually my husband at that time, we were caught shipping before we got married. That's the time I left corporate and I started my own business. He was the one that was pushing, Bali, you can do this. Like, look at how much you used to make for this big corporate. You can do this for you, you know? And I didn't believe, and I was like, you know, I think I still need the pension fund and everything. But so with him, he's very much supportive and he knows that I can like really be, this could be like as big as it is now and even it can reach whatever level.
Obviously with the kind of clients that you've got in your resume, it does really give you obviously the opportunity to mix with the right, you know, position yourself in the right places.
Yeah.
So, you know, that is for me important as well because, you have to go where the success is. So how did you position yourself in, you know, getting into these circles of the greater scheme of things?
Yeah. So for me, I think starting business, it already like position your mind into knowing that, okay, cool, this is how I act as a professional. So when you get into working for these companies, you know, okay, cool, this is how, because I used to see it from the CEO, used to see it from the head of the department. So you know how to position yourself before you.
Because you're actually all that in one. You are that person.
I'm all five of them, graphic designer, everything. You know, so now leaving that space and knowing that, okay, cool, now I am on my own. And I think the also important thing is to attend the business seminars, the free business seminars that you'll find in CTICC or wherever. Like you go and attend, you put yourself out there, you try and pitch, you know, you do all of those things that you like, you know, because your company depends on you, you know.
Exactly.
So I think for me, it was that pushing myself into that and taking my business really serious. I dress up when I'm meeting clients. I dress up for my business. I still remember there was another guy who said to me, Sombali, I think maybe you can even take your jacket off now. You know, your manager is not around. And I was like, you don't know that I'm actually the manager. I'm actually the CEO. I'm everything. Because they don't see it in me. They think that she thought that I'm employed by someone else to this company. That's how great I manage the business. I make sure that even when I go out there, I look the part.
Dress for success.
I looked the part and I respect it as much as it's mine, but I still respect it. I need to dress up for it. Yes.
I love that. Yeah. We have to continue with this straight after this. We're going to quickly take a break and we'll be back with Mbali straight after this. I think you're going to be so encouraged to know that a young person like this can really take it from one level to the next level to great success. So family and friends, I just want to encourage you. We're having an Esther conference on the 9th of March. It's a full-day conference. It's Afrikaans conference with Dr. Elsa Mayer. It's going to be the Esther conference at the Friend of God Church in one city in Goodwood. Mm-hmm. Please come and join us. It's going to be fabulous. You're going to meet our staff. You're going to meet so many people. We're looking at about 600 to 800 ladies. So please go and book a ticket on Quicket and just know that you are going to be so blessed on that day. There's a little light meal involved and you're going to just meet lots of old friends that you possibly haven't seen for a very long time. Bring them along and we're going to have a fabulous day together. So we're going to take a break now and we'll be with you straight after this. Thank you for joining Mbali, Simako and myself in the studio this afternoon. I'm so blessed by this young girl. She is just such an inspiration. I really feel that we can learn something from her just for the tenacity, the self-belief, even though it is just making huge decisions for herself, but really wearing the jacket of success on her. As I said, she's won many awards. Mm-hmm. She's been overseas. She's been in Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, she's also a philanthropist and she understands the order of God. There's a godly order in her business. Mm-hmm. And she's actually given up huge contracts because she's not prepared to compromise God's word and Holy Spirit and grieve him in any way. So, Mbali, I just want you to finish up with us this afternoon in the sense that, you know, there is protocol. There's God's protocol and your own protocol that you've laid on yourself, which is all in a godly order, and how those two need to synchronize together to be able to achieve the success that you have had so far. So if you can just share that, you know, that journey and how did you put the mindset of the world? I mean, you're operating in the world.
Yeah.
You know, how do you marry the two of who you actually are, that it shines through all the way through into your successes?
So as for Jesus himself, he was here on earth, you know. He saw a lot of things, prostitutes and a lot of like different people, but he was able to live around them and inspire them and be great amongst them, you know, and show who God is, you know. So that's the prayer that I'm praying every day, and I'm always checking myself like in the mirror, in the Bible. Am I still doing it right? Am I still doing it right all the time? Because you can lose it without even knowing, especially being in the space that I'm in, like in marketing, in events. There's a lot of different people that are doing different things for different reasons. But when you read the word and when you understand the word of God, you understand that all of these things that we're suffering or a lot of people are suffering with, God has written about them and they are all here. And when you are saying that I have confidence and all that, I do not have confidence. It's God. It's Jesus. It's the Holy Spirit in me, you know, that has confidence and that brings all of this thing forth. So when I lose him, there are days where I feel like, I'm not feeling the Holy Spirit now and I really need God at this point. And I would like, even before I started this interview, I was like, let me pray, but let me invite him so that he can be the one that speaks through me and not me, because I don't know anything and I might end up messing whoever that's listening, you know. So I want God to speak to them directly. So how do I marry my values and God's values in the business? So you need to understand that we live in the world, right? And there are procedures and there are protocols and there are hierarchies, right? So you need to you need to respect your craft, respect your business, and to a point where I was sharing that I would wear a blazer. I wear a suit. I wear an entire suit with heels on because of how I respect this craft. I have a uniform. My uniform is black. You know, I would wear all black. If I'm not wearing that suit, I'll wear a dress with a blazer. It's all formal. So when someone else sees me and they think that you're working for someone else's company, but I know that, yeah, I do have actually a CEO, which is God.
Amen.
And he's the one that directs, and he's the one that gives all the directions, all the, even the strategies. I don't know how to come up with strategy in order for your business to bloom, but he gives it to a point where sometimes I'd cry and just wake up in the middle of the night and I would hear him downloading. And I would be like, you know that, right?
I know all about that.
Take the pen and a paper and I start writing and I would cry and be like, God, I didn't know how to tackle this, but I took the job offer in and I'm like, I trust you, you know? Mm-hmm. There's no one else that I trust, but I know you can do it. You know exactly who I need to speak to and how do I need to approach them. But I think the most important thing is to be professional, is for you to be to respect your craft, and is for you to be to lead by an example. You know, if you said you're going to do this at this time, you're going to deliver. If you said you're going to do, like, put your best foot forward. When God created heavens and earth and everything, he said it's perfect. Make sure in your work it's perfect. Make sure that if the deadline, they said it's 3 o'clock tomorrow, you submit today at 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
When they're like, oh, okay, cool, Bali, we don't see your work. I'm like, no, I submitted yesterday. You know, because of how great you are in what you do. And then you will start creating this momentum and this level where everyone wants to work with you, even if you're not that good in what you're doing, because of how you are willing to learn and how you push yourself into to the limit, and you make sure that you deliver on time or maybe before time. So that's the most. And I think that's what a lot of other businesses are failing. It's because of, I'm great. Ah, they come to me, they're my clients. Your client is your king, you know? Mm-hmm. Your client is, you need to make sure that you deliver what they want at the time that they want it, or even more. So the last job that I did, ended up doing things that I was not asked to do because of how much I love what I'm doing.
Mm.
And how much I know that I want my, if it has my hand on it, I want whoever that's passing by and know that, oh, yeah, I can tell Malua's here. I can tell Malua's involved. I don't just do things for the sake of doing it. If I'm not going to do and deliver properly, I'm going to inform you that, unfortunately, this time we don't have, we are busy up until June. Can I have yours after June? And then I make sure that I give it all. You know, yeah.
That is wonderful. And, you know, you even not just taking on just to take and overloading that you don't perform 100%.
Yes, it's not about money.
It's not about money. You know, it's about giving your best.
Giving your best and it's serving.
And because, serving your client in its fullest.
That is
beautiful. Yeah. Absolutely so beautiful, because I think we sell ourselves out on those kind of, when we are on overload, we don't know how to manage our time. And as you say, your commitment to your task is 100%.
Yeah. And the other thing that I just want to add, before we move from this topic, the other thing I want to add, it's important to read. It's important to look at what's out there about business. Currently, I'm reading Donald Trump. What's the name of the book? It's called Think Big by Donald Trump. And now if you are in a level where you think you can take advice from the other person that maybe might not really believe in the word of God and change it into the word, take the advice and see what God is saying about this. And literally now you have the mind of the world and you have God's mind. So you see how the world think and how the world do things, and you have God in it. Mm-hmm. So you literally can now mix the both and see the perfection of God in it. When they ask you, you inform them that in the world you do it like this, but in God you do it like this. It's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing, but it comes from different powers.
And not just that, but you know, at the end of the day, we learn from everybody.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing is, the laws of life is the laws of life.
Yeah.
And so what works in the world can work in the world, but when God's behind it, he just takes it next level.
Yes.
And you just have such security and such safety in it.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm so encouraged by your testimony. So I really hope out there, ladies and gentlemen, that you are really encouraged by this. Even with as adults, we can really learn from this. Because, you know, we get into familiar patterns where we don't bring God into our businesses. We do not consult him. We do not ask him to take the next step with us. Do we spend time with him? Do we spend time with him? Do we ask Holy Spirit to navigate our minds, our mouths, our hearts, our actions, our behaviors? How do we relate? And I think you have really you've really managed that beautifully. And so we can really be proud of young people like you coming into the marketplace. So thank you for your beautiful testimony. So I just want to say thank you, darling. I really pray that the Lord will continuously use you mightily and that you'll be a great example to those out there, that every client that you have will see Jesus in you, and that you are a trusted person that can really trust their product with you. So we know that we great success for you. That's all I pray is great success for you. May you go from strength to strength, from glory to glory, upwards and forwards from this day onwards. And family and friends out there, encourage your youngsters.
Yes.
Listen to this interview. Just hear where the heartbeat of Jesus Christ is actually the center of it all. Somebody, thank you for being with us this afternoon.
It's such a
privilege to have you here today.
Thank you very much.
Okay, family and friends, can you believe the time is up again? But we'll have you back when you don't forget us when you're famous, eh?
Please, I won't. I'll come back. This is home.
And yes.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bless you, darling. And okay, family and friends, stick to the rules, be safe, and take care, and look after each other, and be kind. To yourself and to others. See you soon. See you next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.